الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. وبعد. Respected brothers and sisters, friends, Alhamdulillah, today is the last, maybe the final day of Sha'ban. Jazakallah khair to all of you, first of all, for coming today, for taking out the time. Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward all of you, inshallah. May Allah accept your coming. Of course, it's a very important topic that we learn about Ramadan, especially a day before. And as you can see from this the handout that's been given, it's a very lengthy topic, a topic that requires a lot of time, a lot of detailed discussion. There are many issues that need to be covered. And in reality, one day is without doubt insufficient, not enough to cover most of the things that we're going to cover in this particular course. But these are just some points. I actually finished typing these out yesterday, 11:00 p.m. last night, and then I sent it to the brothers, and alhamdulillah, they prepared them for today. The first section, there are different sections. The first section will be the fiqh of just basic importance and merits and virtues of Ramadan. That's what I want to talk about in the morning session, and that's going to be more like a lecture. And then in the afternoon, we'll start with the fiqh of fasting and things like that. Ramadan, as you know, is a very important month for Muslims. A great gift given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord and Creator. It's something that is a bounty and a source of mercy for the believers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and something that we should value. The fact is that many of us as Muslims, we don't truly value. I like the mic close to me. We don't truly value this month of Ramadan. Seriously, we don't really value this month of Ramadan. For many of us, as with many things, Ramadan has become like a cultural thing rather than an Islamic thing. Because we are born in a Muslim family, many of us. And this is more to do with those who are actually born in Muslim families. We take many things of Islam from a cultural perspective, and Ramadan is no exception. Ramadan comes, we think it's a time for celebration, time where we all get together, time when we have a nice iftar meal and dinner when family get together. This is the concept we have. I'm not saying it's wrong to get together and have a meal of iftar. But when we look at Islam and the teachings of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a different perspective on Ramadan altogether. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a hadith where he used to, before the month of Ramadan would arrive and come, he would make a dua. He would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would make a dua. He would say, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna ila Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna ila Ramadan. O Allah, give us blessings in our Rajab. When he used to see the moon of Rajab, as you know, Rajab comes 2 months before Ramadan. We have Rajab and then we have Sha'ban. So when the moon, when he used to see the moon of Rajab, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make a dua, and he used to say, "Oh Allah, give us blessings in the month of Rajab and in the month of Sha'ban, and balighna ila Ramadan, and make us reach the month of Ramadan. Make us reach the month of Ramadan." This is anticipation before the month of Ramadan comes. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as Ramadan, the month of Ramadan draws closer and comes close to him, he is having this desire and this deep wish that he wants to live till the month of Ramadan. He's anticipating. So this is a month that we should anticipate from beforehand. Not just 2-3 days before Ramadan, but a month, 2 months in advance. And this is the reason why the month of Sha'ban comes as an introduction before the month of Ramadan. So you have Laylatul Bara'ah, you have the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, regarding which many hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam have been mentioned. So we need to anticipate this month in advance. That's the true value of this month. Reason being, this is a month which Allah has created. Allah has made, this is Allah's own month. And the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in this month, as we will see with a few hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.